Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
He says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back, back. Got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic, from sextile to gossip. I listen and to hear what Max is to share. LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night edition of Max and Friends. Just welcome back to Max and Friends. Doesn't matter if it's Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, or Thursday, or Friday, or Saturday. But it just so happens to be Sunday, and if you're tuning in for the first time, welcome. Welcome, welcome. I love you all for tuning in. I know you have options. So I just want to say thank you for being part of Max and Friends. There is so much going on. I have to just give my love and respect right now to Majaya and to everyone at Kashi, celebrating Ma's beautiful energy over at Kashi.org. It's a wonderful ashram I go to in Sebastian, Florida. I've got to say hi to Jackie Collins. She was running around talking about her new book. She's coming to Max and Friends, and we're going to have her on soon. So how you doing, Jackie Collins? But in addition to all the wonderful things going on in my life, tweet me at Max Tucci, because I want to know what's going on in your life. Hit me up at Max Tucci and let me know. So I've got to tell you, please, we're like almost there. We're reaching the GoFundMe.com/Oscars Delmonico. I'm going to tweet it. I would love for you to go there, read it, be inspired to become a supporter of this amazing journey that we're doing and this fabulous book that we're really working hard on. And it's going to be amazing. So I just support me. GoFundMe.com/Oscars Delmonico. Also, you know, I'm chairing a big event in South Florida, in Boca Raton, for SOS Children's Village, Florida. So what I would love for you to do is go to HopeAndHomeGala.org, HopeAndHomeGala.org. And there you can, if you're in South Florida for the 25th of April, you can come to my event. Eva LaRue, y'all know my girl from CSI Miami and so many other things. She's my celebrity host along with myself at the SOS Children's Village, Florida. Go to SOSFlorida.com for more information. For tickets, it's HopeAndHomeGala.org. This year is an evening on the Serengeti Concept Events. Thank you all for helping me with this because I know it's going to be amazing. I promise you all some shout-outs. And what are you guys doing tonight? On in so many places. Hillary Clinton is in now. Tweet me at Max Tucci, hashtag Hillary2016. Let me know what you think, please, people. And Vanessa Noel, I got to say hi to my darling Vanessa. I send you a big hug. We're just doing shout-outs. We're going to have a good time tonight here on Max and Friends. And we're going to debut an amazing new segment with Sean Scott. The segment is called Sean Scott Straight Up on Max and Friends. And time to time, Sean Scott is going to bring you fashion, fitness, hot topics. What's on his mind? I remember in May, it's going to be 7 years that I'm on Max and Friends. First, you guys remember, it was To the Max on LA Talk Radio. Then it became Max and Friends. And I remember my first day in the studio. I was like, what the heck am I doing? And I just like, you know what? It felt so good to be behind the mic and to just share this energy with you all. And it was like a flow. I had a really good flow. And now 7 years later, it's like I put these headsets on. I put this mic on. No matter where I am in the world or how I feel or what I'm feeling or who I'm feeling, I just feel so right sitting here and talking to all of you and having you interact with me and so many wonderful guests over these years. So Sean is going to be a part of Max and Friends. You know, I rarely turn over my stage, my mic, but I have a feeling that you guys are going to love Sean. I have a feeling that his listeners are going to love us. And we're just all going to be a happy Max and Friends. So if it's your first time tuning in, we're live every Sunday night, 8 p.m. Pacific time, 11 Eastern. If you miss any of the show, go to latalkradio.com/Max. We have 7 years of archives there with amazing guests like Lisa Lampanelli, of course, Jackie Collins. And it just goes Eva LaRue, Emily Proctor, Adam Rodriguez. It goes on and on and on and all my wonderful friends that have joined me over the years. So it's really been an amazing journey, and it's only getting bigger and it's only getting better. And it's fantastic right now. But you know how I always say, your life is big, keep reaching? It's one of my favorite quotes from my girl Oprah. And I got to tell you, all of our lives are big, so keep reaching. And no matter how many people tell you no, there will be one that tells you yes. And that's, you know, how I just live my life. When people come to me and they're like, I want to be part of your show, or I want to do this, you know, I just feel the energy. And if it feels right, I do it. And I just believe that no experience is ever wasted and everything has meaning. So Sean Scott is going to bring a new dynamic to Max and Friends. He may be here every show. He may be here every other show. We're just going to play it by ear and see how it goes and see how much he loves it. So tweet him. I want you guys to tweet him. When he joins us in a little bit, he'll give you all of his information. And we have new intros for him. We've done it up for Sean. So he's going to have his debut here tonight on Max and Friends in just a moment. And tonight, Hunter Cross is joining us, because you know we have to talk about hot topics with him. So I want to play some music for you guys. How do you feel about that? Do you want to hear some music? Well, you know I love my Ash Ruiz, and I'm going to Colorado this week. I'm so excited to go to Colorado this weekend, and Ash is gonna be there, and he's a friend to the show. He's one of my best friends in the world, and y'all remember him from Menudo back in the day. If you're old enough, if you're young enough and you're like, who's Menudo, Google them. But Ash Ruiz is my boy, and he has a song called Burn. It was our summer anthem. Ronnie, do you remember, was it summer anthem last year? I think it was. We played it. Yes, thank you. It was last year. Time just evaporates, and I don't even know where we are in this spectrum of time. But I know that it's spacious and delicious. So, yes, we do love it. The song is Burn by Ash Ruiz. And let's just, like, play that. When we come back, Sean is going to be here. We're going to try his new intros. Tweet me at Max Tucci. Let me know what you all think about it. And when I refer to Ronnie, I just want you all to know that Ronnie is literally, if I'm Howard Stern, she's my Robin. It's just you guys don't hear her speak, but I do. And she makes everything happen. And it was so funny, because I was like, Ronnie should just like appear like the voice of God randomly. Like when I say, was that Ash's song last year? And then you all hear someone say, yes. You'll be like, who is that? But that's my girl, Ronnie. And so I'm just reading some tweets right now. Tweet me at Max Tucci. But you know what? Without any further ado, let's get this party started. Because remember this, if you all can't go to the party, let the party come to you. Ash Ruiz on Max and Friends. Burn!
We got all we need to brighten up this space. grateful for your life. I grip the mic and make it melt when I'm spitting intense light to your ear hole to help you let go. No need to rush, we gon' take this heel toe. Coexistence, cause we are shifting. Close your eyes and let your heart listen. Be yourself, be unique and different. Your time is right now, you can never miss it. Use that fire, it burns for you. Old school or young, we need the truth. Free will, luminous, and keep it true school. With a match and a gas can, cause you're on the roof.
We don't need no water, let the mother earth burn.
Saying that when you think of something in your life, the universe is always conspiring something bigger. Well, that was Ashru with the song Burn. We just had to play it again because it's so amazing, that song. And to tell you the truth, I just had a total screw up here. I don't know. It's just part of the game. We're live and it's fun. But so I was telling you about this groovy guy named Sean Scott and how he's going to start joining Max and Friends. So the simplicity of how we roll is this. Very seldomly do I have people come on the show where I turn over the mic and let them kind of have fun. So tonight's the night, the first time that we're going to debut, because you can only debut something once, Sean Scott on Max and Friends. So Sean, when you're ready, don't take your mic off of mute just yet. Let's play your hot intro on Max and Friends. Hit it, Ronnie.
It's Sean Scott straight up on Max and Friends. Max and Friends.
What is up, Max Tucci?
What's going on, Sean Scott? Welcome to Max and Friends.
Thank you. I love that intro, I have to say.
Oh my God, that intro is fly. Now, hold on. You know what? We got to play it again. Ronnie, play it one more time because I just want you to like enjoy this moment, Sean. Hit it again, Ronnie.
It's Sean Scott straight up on Max and Friends. Max and Friends.
Totally.
Oh my God.
Friends. How does that make you feel?
It sounds so professional. And when I was working with it, you know, you can choose like a British talker or like an Australian talker. And I so badly wanted someone to be have like an Australian accent. And then I was like, no, let's keep it American. But I think the voice worked out so well. I love it.
No, listen, if you like it, I love it. And since you love it, I like ultra love it. So
I love it.
I know it's gonna be fun.
Yeah. And also, the other thing I love is that song that you just played, Burn.
Oh, that's my boy Ashuiz. He literally, as I was playing that, we have this really strange connection. As mm-hmm. I was playing that, he was like commenting something on Facebook. So yeah, Ash is amazing. I'm going to see him this week in Boulder. So it's gonna
I
be
love
fun.
It. So when I played the second time, I was like, hell yeah, let's listen to this again. I loved it.
And you know why I totally played the second time? Because for some reason, like, there was like a hiccup here, and like I was writing messages to y'all and y'all couldn't see them, so I just had to like bail out for a minute.
But I thought we just played it because it's such a great song.
Well, we did. And you know what? Let's just keep that's our story. But yeah, speaking of stories, tell us about your story. Who are you? Where do you come from? Yeah. And why do you want to be on this crazy format of medium and stage of radio, platform of radio?
All right, I will tell you. Let me fill you in. My name is Sean Scott. I was born in Atlanta, Georgia. I moved to Flagstaff, Arizona when I was in preschool. And it's a very small town, Flagstaff, Arizona. I don't know if you've ever been there. It's about an hour away from the Grand Canyon, which is a very touristy destination. And everyone is like dying to see the Grand Canyon. But when you grow up in Flagstaff, Arizona, every year from like first grade to like ninth grade, you learn about the rocks and the river. And you go there every year and do the same hike and learn the same information. It's so annoying. But anyways, I grew up in Flagstaff, Arizona. And I had the opportunity to take design and merchandising classes. We learned about fashion and merchandising and all that stuff, and I just like really fell in love with it. And I found out about a school named FITM, which is in downtown Los Angeles. It's the Fashion Institute of Design and Merchandising. And I learned about that my freshman or sophomore year, and I fell in love. We took a tour. We traveled to LA with the class every year. I did the design and merchandising class 4 years in a row. And every year we went to LA and we toured the school and we heard all the, you know, the students talk about how great it was and stuff. And I just like fell in love and I was like, fashion is like so my thing. So when I applied as a junior and I got early admission and I was like, I'm set. I did not apply to anywhere else. And all my friends were like freaking, I got accepted my junior year, and senior year is like when you start applying and all my friends are freaking out. Oh, I don't know where I'm going. I don't know this. I don't know that. And I was like, sucks, because last year I worked my ass off and I applied and I got accepted. So I was so excited about that. And I actually did early admission. So I left my summer after I graduated. I left like two and a half weeks after I graduated. And moved to Los Angeles. I didn't know anyone. I literally knew no one, and I started the Fashion Institute Design and Merchandising. I major in apparel industry management, which is like the manufacturing and business side of fashion, and I just fell in love with it, and I decided that I wanted to start my own clothing line, and I was so inspired by the West Coast and, you know, just the vibe you get when you come to LA. It's completely different, especially coming from a small town. You're just like in awe, you know? So I started a clothing line, Levitation Activewear. It's men's activewear, and we do sweatpants, tanks, hoodies, and I love it. I'm obsessed with it, and that's kind of my style. It's luxury activewear. It's not anything that – it's just very high quality. The materials are amazing, and so I started that. So now I'm working on that, and I always said I want to do talk radio. Like one day I'm going to do that, and when I heard about Max Tucci, I was like, I have to hit you up. And you know that we were talking for a very long time to work this all out, no?
Absolutely. And what's so crazy about it is that everyone's like, oh my God, you take so long to respond. I'm like, listen, I believe that where we are right now is exactly where it's supposed to be. And
exactly.
Not a minute sooner, because you did. We've been like having like Twitter communication
exactly.
for a long time.
I know. No, I went on the website and I was like, Max, she's like the man. Like if nothing else, I just want to be a guest on the show. And that's what we were originally talking about. And I was tweeting you, I was emailing you. I was like, okay, come on. And now it's just, it all, you know, everything works out. It all falls into place when it's supposed to. I'm a firm believer in that. And I think that now is just the right time in both of our lives that this worked out. And I'm just like so excited to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
No, of course, it's my pleasure. But like, what made you want to like reach out to me and say, I want to be a guest? Like, how did you even find us? Let's get the backstory.
Okay, let me give you the backstory. So talk radio, I'm very interested in doing talk radio, TV, that kind of stuff. And I was just Googling feeling right when I moved to LA, because I hit you up only a few months after I moved to LA, and around the same time that I started my clothing line, and I was just looking for talk radio shows in Los Angeles, and I came across your profile on LA Talk Radio, and I was reading everyone's profile, and then I like came to yours, and for some reason I was reading it, and I was just like, okay, like there's something about this, like I just really like vibe with this bio that you have, you know, on the website. And I didn't know really how to contact you, didn't give any contact information, and I was like, well, I mean, I'll do what I need to do. I'll go on Twitter and just be a stalker and just annoy the shit out of him until he replies to me.
And
so
it works.
It did work. You know what? Totally seriously, it works. Persistence really pays off. And following up, you know, people will send a message. People tell me all the time, like, oh, I messaged this person, but they never replied. It's like, follow up. It's all in the follow up. You know, if you follow up, it shows that you care. And I really cared about this. And that's why I annoyed you and followed up. I'm glad it all worked out, though. I'm glad you didn't.
No, it did work out. And listen, you've got like radio down. This is like your first show here. And you're like, I love the vibe and the energy. You're doing great. You've got like really good. And people are going to learn more about you. And I'm sure they're going to be like, definitely. This is so, you know, they're going to start hitting me up now and tweeting me. And listen, I'm a big believer in a person to help people's dreams come true. That's like what I am. So,
and you know,
I knew this was one of your dreams. Not me. I don't know how big of a dream it was. So, my thing to you now is dream bigger since you're here now, because I love to make things happen for people. And I think it's so much fun, like when you were like, "Really?" and I'm like, "Let's do it." So, I don't know if you thought that was going to be my response or not, but what it was to me was you had this great persistence, like, you know what, let me reach out again. And like, sometimes you have to do that with me.
Yeah, no, same here. I get emails all the time, and I reply in my head, you know, and then I forget to actually reply to the person in my head. I'm like, oh yeah, I sent that email, but I actually didn't.
Right.
So
exactly.
I mean, I mean, that's what I just assume when other people don't immediately reply. And it's funny that you said that you're all about building, you know, building other people up. Last night I was just talking to two people, and especially Angeles, and I would feel like in especially LA, came to me
I think we lost Scott. All right, let's do this. We're going to play a song. Ronnie, if you can hear me, let's get up a song going because we're going to correct this, okay? So, and when we're back, we're going to play some of Sean's great intros. We're going to have Hunter Cross join us because we're going to talk about our girl, Hillary Clinton. When I say our girl, I mean like everybody's girl if you enter, if you're not. It's okay. Don't tweet me and blow me up. So let's go right now to the song Patience by Dreamgirls. And when we're back, Hunter's going to be here. Sean's going to be here. We're going to have fun. Hit it. Patience, because we all need some. I am told to wait. We're here. We have to find a song. I don't know what happened. But Sean, this is exactly – I'm glad that this happened because we lost you. But you're here now. Can you hear me? Maybe you can. Maybe you can. We have to find the song, Patience. Let's hit it. Hit it. Hit it. Hit it.
Listen. I know you have questions. Same ones as me. How long has it been? How long will it be? Come the morning, drive the night away. Tell me when will come the morning of a brighter day. Yeah. Oh, patience.
promised land. Yeah.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back. That was the song Patience. Don't we all need some in our life? All right, we're going to get Sean back on. Hunter Cross is joining us in just a second. And I think Sean is back.
I'm back.
You're back, and we can hear you, and I can hear me. So I don't know what that's all about, but it's all good. And Sean, can you believe that literally I got a text message already about Hillary Clinton? Someone saying, that's not my girl, because I said our girl.
Oh my God. Hillary Clinton is our girl. That?
All right, well, before we even get into it, Ronnie, do we have his Hot Topics ready? Because I want to play that intro, because it is just as hot as Sean Scott straight up. Hit it, Hot Topics.
So, you guys, what is the 411? What has everybody been up to? What is the hot gossip? Tell me everything.
Tell me everything.
Okay.
Tell me everything.
Who does not love that intro? For those who don't know... That is a clip from Mean Girls with Amy Poehler, the hot mom of Mean Girls, with her little Juicy Couture tracksuit with the fake boobs and the dog is chewing on the nipple. She's trying to be young and hot like her kids. We all remember that, right?
We remember that. And it's two Hot Topics. Because, hey, Ron, exactly. And this was my Hot Topics, just so you hear it. Pull it, hit it. My Hot Topics.
Hey, y'all, guys and girls, pick a topic and we're going to drop it on.
Boom. And that, for those of you who need to know, was Sharon Agati, who's Sharon from the Real World London back in the day, speaking of Hot Topics.
Wow.
But yeah, so
throwback.
I love it all. So we're going to combine the two because they kind of really sound hot. So
they do.
You know what? Hey, Ronnie, can you do a back-to-back real quick? This is like a fun little segment here. Start off with mine, with Max and Friends, and then play Sean's right after. So hit it. I'm making you work tonight, girl.
Hey, y'all, guys and girls. Pick a topic and you know we're gonna drop it on.
So, you guys, what is the 411? What has everybody been up to? What is the hot gossip? Tell me everything.
Everything.
What is hotter than Real World and Amy Poehler in a tracksuit with a dog chewing on her nipple?
There you go. Well, apparently it's Hillary Clinton. But before we even get there, let's pull up Hunter Cross. Hunter, welcome back to Max and Friends.
Hey, how you doing, Max?
We're doing great. Thank you for being patient with us. You know, we're trying a lot of new things here tonight, so we're basically just having fun here. But before we get into the conversation, it's his first night, so he's going to jump in. If he disagrees or agrees, you got, y'all got this, right?
So, hi, Hunter.
Hey, how you doing, Sean? Nice to meet you.
Welcome. Nice to meet you, too. Thank you. Thank you.
So, Hunter, tell us, give us the 411, the hot topic, blowing up on Twitter, Hillary Clinton. What's going on?
I know. You know, I don't know. It's kind of anticlimactic. Everyone's been expecting this since about a year ago, if not even longer. But, you know, I don't understand. It's interesting right now because it's exciting and she's announced, but I think that as soon as we start getting into the real issues, she's going to be a real snooze. I think most people are going to be bored with her. I don't think she has any new ideas. I think she's, unfortunately, a relic of the past. I think that's going to come out. We're going to rehash a lot of what went on.
A relic of the past? Really?
Whoa! Okay, Hunter.
I think she is. She's a relic. And I'm not saying that she would be a terrible president. And I'm not saying that that the Republicans have anybody good that they're running. I'm just saying that as far as an election is concerned, where we get to have an election where people have new ideas and that energize us.
So then who would you put in her place?
You know, that's the sad thing, is that really there isn't anybody. Barack Obama represented something so new and exciting that people were exhilarated and couldn't wait for, you know, to see what he could do. You know, and unfortunately it didn't work out like we had all hoped because there was, you know, so much opposition to everything he wanted to do. But I'm saying that as far as the campaign is concerned, I like the campaign, I love the fight, and that's the fun. And you're not going to have that much of that this time. You're going to have Hillary Clinton. She's going to be a walk-on because there's not going to be any Democrat who would challenge her. And then we're going to have some Republican kook. So it's going to be basically some kook against someone we kind of already know. It's not going to be a very exciting race, I don't think, for 2016.
Okay, so I know that you have something to say about that, Sean.
I think, well, I don't like to get into the politics because, you know, when you first meet someone, you're never supposed to talk about money, religion, or politics.
Or abortion.
Yeah, or abortion.
Don't come to my house then.
Okay.
But since you're in my house.
Yeah, we can – nothing's off limits. I think, Hunter, you said
– Sean, what do you have to say?
I think – you said it's not very exciting, but have we ever had a woman run for president?
It's a big deal. That is the only thing. If that ends up being the only thing that is interesting about Hillary Clinton is that she doesn't have a penis, then this is going to be a very boring election. Who cares? I think that we are post-gender, post-race. As far as who we elect, because we've got there's lots of women in politics all over the map. It just hasn't been a president. So I get it that it's exciting that she could be the first woman president. But if that's all this race is going to be about, is that she's a woman, that's very interesting.
Yeah. I definitely understand your opinion, but I think for the rest of America, like, having a woman president is huge. And having a woman run for president is huge. You know, I think having a black president, a lot of people were pretty shocked by that. And that was a big, like, monumental thing.
Well, clearly she's going to be, you know, running this woman thing really strong. To try and get more women to be energized to vote, because you're right, because it's a first, and I think for a lot of women, it's it would represent another notch in a very long struggle for equality. I get it. I get all that. And her video, if you saw the video, her announcement video, it was very much, you know, the women flexing their muscles, and almost literally, I think there was some instances where you saw women flexing their muscles like they were getting up in the morning and taking
Okay, but you know what?
She's like, you know, she's trying to get all these women, the girl power, vote for me.
Okay, but here's the deal, Hunter. We could talk about Hillary Clinton all night long being a woman. Who do you think she's going to have be her vice president?
You know, that's interesting. I would love to see, now her name just escaped me. Elizabeth Warren from Massachusetts. I know that Elizabeth Warren is saying that she doesn't want to be president, but
SVP.
And she's not going to run for president. But
hold
that
on.
Would be...
Really, Hunter, hold on, because political science is not something new for you. So do you really think that we're going to have a woman president and a woman vice president? Is that possible?
That would, if you want an exciting race, there's an exciting race.
There's your
and
exciting
Elizabeth
race.
Warren. Elizabeth Warren is she's interesting, and she has new ideas, and she's not afraid to speak her mind. Hillary Clinton is very safe. She's a centrist.
I think the best part thing is that they're like over the menopause phase. So it's like we're not going to have women who get their periods and women get emotional in the White House. Is that sexist?
Well, I suppose it is, yeah.
Oh, all of a sudden, the cat got your tongue, Hunter? No, yeah. Let's call the thing a thing.
No,
don't
too, obviously, you know, women have issues like that, but I think men do too, so I don't think men...
Well, I'm not saying men don't, but, you know, this has become an issue where women are known for this, and a lot of men throw this shit in their face. So let's talk about it. Men say this. This has been what the Republicans are saying. It's not something that I'm just saying, like, oh, Hillary doesn't get her period anymore. Like, this is what people say about women and why they can't run countries. Let's call the thing a thing.
Well, I don't think that it's ever been proven to be a problem anywhere. I mean, America is one of the few nations that has not had a woman leader. I mean, even India had a woman leader, and India is not necessarily.
But I'm just saying, it's not my point of view. It's not my point of view, and then we're going to move on because we've got to do some other topics. But it's my only point of view because this is the ignorance that people say. So I just want to put that clearly out there because I know I'm going to get tweets. I know I'm going to get emails. My point is, it's not my thought belief. I like to stir up the pot, and I like to, you know, call a thing a thing. And this is what people are saying. So it's ignorance. It's pure ignorance. But. That's what
we were just people say a lot of stupid shit.
Yeah,
they do. So. And you guys, my mom is blowing up my phone. She said Geraldine Ferraro ran for president back in the 80s and it was a miserable failure. She says America
Geraldine Ferraro ran for vice president and it wasn't her fault. Her running mate was Walter Mondale, who was a big zero.
Okay, well, 80s is before my time, so I don't know what that shit's about. All I care about is Hillary Clinton and her infinite closet of pantsuits. I'm obsessed with her pantsuits and her giant calves. Don't get in between a woman with those size calves and that amount of pantsuits. All right, Hunter, that's what I have to say. That's what I think.
What she got up in her schniz?
Yeah, well, listen, before we get on to all of Hillary's private parts, do you think Hillary has an Apple Watch, Hunter? And if so, is she deleting emails from her Apple Watch?
Or sending personal emails and getting in trouble?
Yeah, I don't know. I was surprised that she could use the technology.
Well,
speaking of Apple Watches.
Yeah, before we speak about the Apple Watches, Hunter, thank you for your time here on Max and Friends. We're going to let you go. I'll talk to you after the show.
My pleasure.
Thanks, Hunter. Thank you. It was nice meeting you.
But totally speaking of Apple Watches, you've got like this statistic I didn't even know. So what did you find today in Hot Topics of Apple Watches?
Okay. I'll tell you. I found that 17,000 Apple Watches have been sold and they're back ordered until June. How crazy is that?
And I love it. And people don't have health insurance.
Exactly. Oh, my God. I know people – like I'm not hating, but people are on food stamps and they have these like $600 iPhones.
This is what – and I just spoke about this yesterday at the register at some store. I think that if you want to have a cell phone, it has to have the health insurance plan built into your monthly payments. Right?
Yeah.
So they're like, do you have health insurance? No. Okay. Then you're not getting the new iPhone 6. Okay. So how can I get the iPhone 6? You have to have insurance. So we're going to put that into your plan. And every month, we're going to put that bill you. And if you don't pay, your phone gets shut off. And I think that's one way to remedy the situation without having free health care. So I just think it's something that could work. But you know what? We've got to talk about Nelly. And after that, we're going to do your fitness topic because I want to talk about the summer cleanse. We'll talk about all this other stuff. In fashion, I know you love and adore, but I always have the saying, what you need is not what you needed. So everyone's going to hear what they need. but real quick, because this blew my mind with Nelly, what was going on? Did you like read? And we have to say allegedly, because allegedly this is happening. So
no,
what is
it is not allegedly. Let's be honest.
Yeah, but we have to say alleged because we can't get sued.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. We don't want that. All right. So allegedly, Nelly's tour bus – I read this today. Nelly's tour bus, he was caught with pot, guns, and meth.
Meth is what threw me.
Exactly. I was like, okay, pot. I was like, okay. And then guns, I was like, okay, it's Nelly. And then meth? Like, meth, not even once, Nelly. Like, you're not supposed to fuck with that.
I don't get it. And for me, it's like, if you're doing it, then I don't know. I mean, I'm not here to judge anybody. But listen, there's always help. So if you all feel that you are an addict and you want some help, go for it. If you feel like you're fine, you're fine. I love you all no matter what. But let's talk about a summer cleanse, because that's what we need. So Ronnie, hit the fitness new intro segment for my guest, Sean Scott, who's a new co-host here on Max and Friends.
Up in the gym, just working on my fitness. He's my witness.
Let's get physical, physical. I
want to
get physical.
Hey,
I'm in the gym on my squats and my sit-ups. Doing a
sit-up
leg on the mat with my foot up.
I work out. Boom, I work out.
Does that not make you want to work out? Because that makes me
want to
do it.
Oh, my God. I think that's the meth part of the bus of Nelly.
Yeah.
Seriously. God. All right. So let's get into this summer cleanse grapefruit juice. What are you talking about? Because summer is around the corner.
Okay, I would like to just give the world this information, because so many of my friends asked me, okay, I'm going to be honest here, in high school, all my life before I moved to LA, I went through a major fat phase, and everyone goes through them, nothing wrong with it, but I discovered this cleanse. It's kind of my own concoction mixed with a few things that I've read, okay? So it's one cup of grapefruit juice, 2 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar, and just a little dash of cayenne pepper, and let me tell you, you drink it 3 times a day right before each meal, and it works miracles. I swear to God, my hand to God, I was going last summer, I had a little extra weight on me, and I was going to this music festival where everyone is shirts off, tank tops, that kind of thing, and I just powered through this cleanse, and it works wonders. And all
okay,
my friends
so
are like,
break
what's
down,
that cleanse?
Break down the remedy again. So what do we have to do? Because
okay.
I'm going to tweet this after the show.
Okay.
Go.
It is 2 tablespoons of grapefruit juice. And when you go to the store, buy the all-natural grapefruit juice. Don't get the, you know, extra sugar added, any of that. Yeah.
Okay.
That will just completely defeat the purpose.
Then it is apple cider vinegar.
Yes, 2 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar.
Okay.
And then
a dash of cayenne.
Absolutely. And that just burns your fat right up. It just burns it right up, takes it away. Okay.
And that's how it works.
Honestly, that's how it works. And it sounds like it tastes gross, but first of all, it's actually not that much to drink, and it actually doesn't taste that bad. And after a few times, you get used to it, and it's worth it, you know? So I stand by that
cool.
method.
I love that method. I think it's fun. Now, here's the deal, Sean. We
mm-hmm.
have like 4 minutes left. That's just mm-hmm. how radio works. When you're having a good time, it flies. But
it really flew by.
People are tweeting me like, what is going on over there tonight at Max and Friends? Here's the deal, people. Take a deep breath. Relax. Namaste. Om. I love you all. If you tuned in last week, you're like consciously creating. We are creating this show as it happens. So I told Sean, tonight's going to be fun. Next Sunday, we're probably going to do something a little bit similar to this. So we get Sean familiar to how to do this, and us too, because this is the first time. Ronnie is like, Ronnie, are you confused too? You got it. You're a pro. But like, there's so much stuff going on here, and it feels like we're on Nelly's tour bus. So, but we're going to burn some sage, and we're going to clear the atmosphere.
Do a little math.
Right.
Just kidding.
No, make a little noise.
Not even once.
No. In all honesty, this is just – we're like experimenting the spaciousness of just sharing the platform and doing things fun and taking life to the max. Like I always say, and just doing things in another level and like surprising you. I love to surprise listeners, because they're like, but last week you had like, you know, Lisa Lampanelli on and every other word was this. And now this week you have a guru from India, and next week you have RuPaul, like whatever. That is how we flow. That is accepting life and accepting just the spaciousness that we're in and just following the passion. Yeah, you know, it's like when you follow your passion, it will lead you to your purpose. And my purpose in life really is so that you all have a really fun time. You get inspired. Sometimes you get heated, like the Hillary Clinton thing tonight. People were blowing up my phone.
I know, so, same.
just saying. But yeah, you know, so I think like, don't get confused when you turn into Max and Friends, because there's always a surprise. And like Gordana said last week, you know, when we were talking about hashtagging the show, we were just like surprises because we never know what's going to happen. Obviously, you know, I have some kind of format of how the show is going to roll, but I just believe in the moment and I let the moment take over and I just let everything fall into place because it's just a divine source that's providing all of this anyway. Our thoughts, our actions, our love. But so
I'm all about it.
It's yeah, it's fun. Let's see. I'm like reading this right now. Someone just tweeted, do you think gay men's behavior is the right way to be accepted in society? Do I think anybody's behavior is the right way to be? Here's the thing. When we start labeling people and when we start labeling right and wrong and accepting and not accepting, we become judgmental.
It's true. I never try to judge someone.
Be in a space of just loving everyone and the word accept is, right?
Acceptance.
What do you have to say?
Yeah,
Sean?
I feel the exact same way.
Acceptance is about judgment because if you have to accept someone, that means there's something you don't like about them, right?
That's
Instead
true.
Of accepting them, just love everybody. And that way acceptance, we like block that word out of our vocabulary. It's not about accepting. It's about loving. So if you love everyone, you don't have to be judgmental. Okay.
That's very true. I never thought of it that way.
So you learn something new from Max and Friends.
Every day is a school day.
It is. But,
especially
you know,
Max and Friends.
Yeah, no, words really become like, you know, they're like containers. You know, when we say words, we put a container on ourselves. But when you like replace all of this nonsense with just like the reason why we're here is to love and just be part of like this amazing group of friends. That's all. We're just energy and we're emotional and that's energy and motion. And when we just get all this great energy going, we just love and we don't have to judge. So
absolutely.
Right. So Sean, close out your first show and then I'll say goodnight to everyone. But it's you have 1 minute or 30 seconds right now to close out.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Thank you, Max Tucci, for having me, and thank you for everyone for listening. I can't wait to do it again. I'm so appreciative. I love you. Thank you very much, and I'll see you guys soon.
You're going to have to come up with like a really cool like closeout. Like miners are like, good night and good karma, take life to the max. Sean Scott, straight up, what does it mean? So on the next show, back, don't say it now because we got to get people to come back. So they're going to find out what that means. I love you all Absolutely. For tuning in. You know how I roll here. I do. I love you all for tuning in because I know you have options. Really, take life and love to the max this week. This morning I woke up and I was thinking, you know what? Like, what happens when we are able to open our eyes and see a new day? It gives us a new opportunity to just enjoy and take life to the max. So do that this week. Tweet me at Max Tucci. Let me know what's going on in your life. I love hearing from you. Sending out love to everybody who's listening for the first time. And when you're coming back and your friends and then your family, I love you all. And remember to love one another. And I'm wishing you all a beautiful night, a beautiful week ahead. Good night, good karma, and take life to the max. I'm excited because my sister and my niece are coming to Florida tomorrow, and I'm going to see them. Take life to the max. Good night. I'm your host, Max Tucci, on Max and Friends. Boom.